This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Routines and time. That's what we've been discussing today. Nathaniel Hawthorne said this, time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. He was a novelist, and we'll get a little bit more into that because I want to use some of his work as a little bit of a backdrop for this segment. But time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. What is it leaving? What is he saying? Is that about a legacy? Are you concerned about a legacy? My bet is you are concerned about your legacy. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hopefully you'll check out some of the things that we do. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale, and you can see the things that we offer in the form of merch. We have decided our merchandise is going to be our message. It's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be the things that I say. And I hope you'll wear it and send a picture of you wearing it or using your mug or whatever, because we love to feature you on the website. Legacy. Your shadow. What are you going to leave behind? Do you care? Who do you care it's for? When you think about a legacy, are you looking at it at like, man, I sure hope that people recognize me everywhere and they remember my work. Most of us don't. I'm going to use this word loosely, famous. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks of me beyond my circle. One of my buddies and I were talking the other night. He said to me, Kevin, man, we really want you guys to go with us on this vacation with us. And he goes on to tell me, you know, how great of friends we are. Mutually. I feel identically the same. That friend of mine, they are the godparents to my youngest son. That's how much I think about him. He's like a brother. His wife is like a sister to me. Their kids are like my kids. I would do anything for them. That's my legacy. My legacy is in those friendships that were formed. Here's what I can tell you, and I can tell you this is a fact. I have at least five friends who would fight for me to the death or who would bail me out of jail. At least. Do you know that you are lucky to have one of those in your lifetime? I have at least five. I probably have more than that if I really stop and think about it. These are people who are like brothers and sisters to me. They would do anything for me and have. I'm not even having to think about it. They've done it. Not fight to the death, but nor they bail me out of jail, but they bail me out of situations. People have listened to this program going, this dude's a hooligan. I'm not a hooligan. But I feel identically the same. And I would do the same for them. And so that's your legacy. It's the people around you, that little group that you go, they know me. They know who I am, kind of a thing, right? That's your shadow. Your kids, they're your shadow. You do the best you can. I would hate to be Ted Bundy's parents, you know what I mean, or Gacy's or something. But it is what it is. And you can't, it is the shadow you leave, good or bad. And we all try to do the best that we can. And I think that's what Hawthorne was saying. By the way, short story writer, novelist, wrote many, many amazing works of arts. Maybe you read Twice Told Tales in school at some point. And certainly you've heard of The Scarlet Letter, right? Or The House of Seven Gables. They write of Hawthorne, whose family descended from Haythorne. He added the W. But they write of his use of allegory and symbolism that makes him so studied, why people want to understand his writings. History, morality, religion, all things that we talk about today, and put it in the context of leftism today, and it really gets interesting, because like The Scarlet Letter, set in a village in Puritan New England, the main character is a lady named Hester Prynne. I don't know if you guys ever read the story, but she has a child out of wedlock. She got a baby daddy, okay? And Hester believed herself to be a widow, But her husband, a guy named Chillingsworth, Roger Chillingsworth, he comes back to New England. He's alive, but he doesn't let people know who he is. He conceals his identity. And he finds out that his wife has been forced to wear this scarlet letter A on her dress as punishment for her adultery. Now, after prying Hester refuses to name the father of her baby daddy, Chillingsworth wants to find out who is the father of her baby. And he finds out that the father of the baby is a minister, a young minister, a guy named Arthur Dimmesdale. And he is the leader of those who want her to name the father. The reason why I'm telling this story is because this is such perfect leftism. This is a dude who's pretending to be a man of God. And he's saying, you will name the father of your child. And he's pretending that he's not the father of the child and exhorting, prying Hester to, you will name him. And the guy finds out about it. Her actual husband, who, you know, he didn't know. She thought he was dead. But he's back. He finds out. So he torments Arthur Dimmesdale, you know, into insanity. And you know, and this lady, she's never repentant because she thought that she was in love with this guy. Yeah. Anyway, you can look at this any way you want. I look at prying Hester as a true heroine, and I think that's what Hawthorne was trying to do as well. He's saying, despite what society was wanting to do with her, you know, she was in love. She thought her husband was dead, and she found herself a man. And he was too chicken crap in order to admit, hey, I'm having sex with this woman because I love her. And I get it. You know, this is all written during the Puritan times and everything. But it is an allegory for what we're talking about today. For the record, prying Hester today would be nothing. Hawthorne couldn't even write about her. He would be there was a woman who had a baby out of wedlock. And went, okay, and the father was a young preacher. You know, and you mean Jesse Jackson? Oh, man. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players. They have their exits, their entrances. One man in time plays many parts, his act being seven ages. Yep, all the world is a stage. We're just playing our parts, folks. What's your shadow?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
America is racist. That's what the left tells us. And what they are trying to say is that we're racist, which means, of course, they are the racists. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm actually surprised that Rasmussen took on this topic in a poll. It's a racism poll because we all know America's not racist. Yeah, I said it. America's not racist. America is so overwhelmingly not racist, I'm actually always surprised we're talking about this subject. Now, when I say America, I'm talking about true America. I'm not talking about leftist America. Leftist America are the most vile racists on the planet. Vile sexist. Vile genderists, whatever, LGBTists, they are the most vile of all the ills of society. Period. That's why none of them will come on this program to argue with me or debate me. They don't want me on their program debating because I kick their butts. If you want to know why I'm not more seen, it's that simple. It's that simple. Anyway, in this era of woke, and Joey Demento's administration pushing critical race theory, you know, we know that leftists believe America is suffering from racism. So where is it? It's an interesting question for which leftists have no answer when they say, oh, you guys are racist. They can't point to anything. The minute they say it, you're like, well, it's really funny because we have an adopted black kid. We have black friends. I hire many black employees. Oh, that's because you're made to do it. They have every excuse in the book because they can't. They can show no evidence of you being racist. None. But there is a poll on the subject, and we now have the answer. Americans believe black people are more racist than whites, and they think that Hispanics and Asians are the least racist. Kudos to the Hispanics and the Asians. Way to go. Whoa. I don't know if that's true, but I do know black folks, black leftists, not black conservatives. I don't have a racist bone in my body. If you are good, if you're a good person, you're in my book. Let me see. Let me count my white friends. I got Dylan Lowry. I got Kirby and Kelly. I got Gary and Donna. Let me see. Mark and Amy. They always say, don't tell how many, you know, don't count your white friends or, you know, especially with white people. They're like, oh, every time you call a white person a racist, they say, I have black friends. I have white friends. They're too many to count, too. I got friends of all colors, all creeds, religion. I have gay friends that, let me tell you something. These two big old gay boys can throw down in the kitchen. Whoa! I tell you what. They left some collard greens and some black-eyed peas on our porch on New Year's. 1 year, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, best collard greens and black-eyed peas I've ever eaten, ever in life, including grandma's and in a restaurant. That don't make me gay, though, but I tell you what, I ate those beans and those collard greens, like, man, it makes my mouth water thinking about it right now. So anyway, and they're good friends. They moved. They bought a place, invited us down. I will absolutely go. I don't condone the lifestyle, but I don't care. That's up to them. I don't, you know, it's just, I don't even care. I'm just saying. Most people don't. Anyway, here's back to this poll. Latest Rasmussen National Telephone Survey, whatever. 70% of American adults think the term racism refers to any discrimination by people of one race against another. By the way, who are the 30% that don't believe in that definition? Anyway, just 16% say it refers only to discrimination by white people against minorities, and another 14% are not sure. Clearly, these findings have not changed much since 2020, and they click to the link on that. But what they found is that most Americans believe black people want to exonerate themselves from the ability to be racist because they think racism only applies when it's white people being racist to blacks. Now, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, that's so ridiculous. And you'll hear this all the time. Well, you cannot be racist if you do not have power. Which is nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. You can be racist whether you have power or not. You may not be able to do anything about it. In other words, you can hate white people, but be subservient to them. Like, let's just take slaves back in the day. They could have hated white folks. They could have been completely racist. By the way, they would have had every reason to be racist. And that racism isn't really racism when it's based on not so much your color, but it's based on your activities towards me. For example, I can't stand black leftists. Does that make me racist? No. I don't like the activities of black leftists. I think they are the scourge of the earth because they buy into the weakness of white leftist racist and liberal enablers. And then they propagate that into society, and they breed nothing but hate and contempt. I can't stand people like that. I don't care what color they are. And I'm equally racist against the white folks, these leftist enablers, who make black people believe that they need to think that way. What does that make me? It makes me a realist. Along with black racist folks, there is this other person who joins them, and the common tie with all this racism that we're talking about is one thing, leftists. Leftists are racist. It doesn't matter what their color is, their gender, their sexuality, or whatever. If you hear racism, a leftist is the owner. Leftists will hate you immediately because you say you are Republican, you voted for Trump, you are a conservative, etc. You could have handed them gold ingots, and they will decry you. Oh, they'll take the gold, but they will decry you. Yep. And here's, let me just prove it. From Oscar So White to critical race theory, I need you to understand the spectrum of racism is from leftists. Black leftist elites were unhappy about not getting trophies despite making millions of dollars in Hollywood on movies. And white racist elitists keep black idiots begging for more despite having no evidence of real racism from anybody other than themselves. And these same white folks will denigrate the non-woke generation. They will denigrate white. They will kiss the boots of black folks and virtue signal. Meanwhile, they convince a generation of young blacks to be racist, regardless of the countless examples of non-racist America. That is racism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House Select Committee is holding their first hearing to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol after multiple congressional hearings on the attack since winter. The panel on Tuesday focusing on police officers who responded to the attack. Aquilino Gonell, a U.S. Capitol police sergeant, says the people who attacked the Capitol should be held to a different standard and not released due to the harm they did to officers.
We got people right now in front of the Justice Department asking to release some of the very same people to be released, even though we are testifying about the trauma and the agony, everything that happened to us. It's pathetic.
Many of the protesters who entered the Capitol illegally have not been charged with a crime and are sitting in a Washington, D.C. jail. USA Radio News. Democratic lawmakers are renewing their call for President Biden to extend the pause on federal student loan payments beyond September 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer leading those calls, describing the negative impacts the expiration of the pause could have on students.
COVID created severe hardship for some, threw many others off their stride. To make borrowers repay their debts now would be unfair, would be harsh, and in many instances would be cruel.
Republicans' desire to increase voting integrity has resulted in new laws implemented around the country this year. The Brennan Center for Justice at New York University saying legislators in 18 states have passed 30 bills that tighten voter access, with more than 400 bills with similar provisions having been introduced in 49 states in the 2021 legislative sessions. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So as most people know, I left PolitiChatter. Got that company moving, man, in ways you wouldn't believe. Holy cow. And the CEO, man, we locked horns. And one of us is an idiot. I'll let you figure out who it is. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We need a social media alternative, and there's a new thing out there called Getter, G-E-T-T-R. It's kind of like Twitter, and it's going to be the talk for a bit, but there's nothing like what we're developing, and it's not going to be available until probably September-October time frame. We'll demo it, but it's amazing, and the difference is I'm going to be the chief owner, CEO, so there will be no changes. And it's absolutely smoking hot. And the reason we need it is because we don't have free speech and social media any longer. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But we've got to get things back to the way it was, where you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Look, topics are controversial. If I said to you, should you have the talk with your kids? Now, you may go, Kevin, what's the talk? Because black people think of the talk is about being safe in the real world, so left as blacks. Other people think of the talk as the birds and the bees. Either way, have you had the talk? It shouldn't matter. And I should be able to say it and not worry about it. But let's just talk about it in terms of the black talk. You know, oh, police safety and all that. I've already argued with people that white folks have to talk with their kids just like black people do. Respect law enforcement. It's that simple. You respect law enforcement, they will. Black people have no idea what it does when law enforcement comes up on you and you're cooperative. And they've got this idea that, oh, black people are not cooperative. And you're like, yes, officer, no problem. When I got arrested because for identity theft, I got pulled over. They ran my tags. And I was in a nice car, living in a nice neighborhood, in a suit, going to work. And officer said, you know, I need to take you in. No problem. I didn't, oh, no, you ain't taking me in. I didn't take off in my BMW and go into a high-speed chase. I said, no problem. Let's get this resolved. And even if it had been something I'd done, legit, in this case, the dude murdered somebody, I would have just taken my poison. You know, whatever you do, you do. That's what I say to my youngest son. Man, this kid, I'm dealing with this boy in so many crazy ways. I'm telling him, when you do something, it's better to fess up because we're going to find out. Me and moms are not dumb. And so he's finally beginning to get it. You're right, Dad, I did it. The other day he told me, I questioned him about something. He goes, yeah, Dad, I did it. I went, congratulations. Welcome to manhood. When you start to man up and say, yep, that's on me. That's what you want. That's the transition to manhood. It isn't, you know, the fact that your voice lowered and your little naughty bits dropped. Nope, that's not it. So anyway, we need to be able to go back and speak truth. There are things that you like about people, things you don't. I told a guy the other day, I think we had this discussion with you guys on the air. I told him, our kids play baseball together. I said, let me just say this to you. If you ever ask me about your kid, Kevin, what do you think about my son in his position? I said, don't ask me the question unless you want a real scout's opinion about him. Because I'm not soft-shoeing it for you. I'm not going to be a jerk, but I'm not going to soft-shoe it. That's the way language should be. That's the way friends talk. That's the way the people that are close. And I'm not saying everybody's close to you, but they enter your circle in the strangest of ways. This guy entered my inner circle because our kids play baseball together. I don't know where that's going to lead. We have friends we hang out with because our kids play baseball together. That's our connection to them. You have connections. My buddy and I, the same guy I've been talking about this program, we were having a discussion about there are friends that will go out and party and get drunk with other friends, but they won't do it with you. Why? Because they respect you. They know you don't party and get drunk, so they don't do it. I have a buddy, he tells me, he says, hey, Kev, I'm having a party, and I'm bringing my kind of cool friends to this one. And one day I said, well, what other parties do you? He goes, I have parties where I bring my clown friends, the guys that are knuckleheads, that I don't want mingling with my cool friends because my cool friends will go, what are you doing hanging around with knuckleheads? But what my buddy was telling me is, from time to time, I want to be a knucklehead. And you aren't invited to that party because, Kevin, I've never seen you be a knucklehead. I take it as a compliment. Don't invite me to the knucklehead party. I want to come to the good party where you break out the good one. I have a friend. His name is Sterling. And we were talking about, this guy's got a wine cellar that's just amazing. It's worth millions of dollars, okay? And so he says to me, hey, Pinhead, we call each other Pinhead. He says, hey, Pinhead, when are you going to come to one of my wine parties? And I said, you're going to break out the good stuff for that $3 chuck. And he said, I don't invite anybody over that wants to drink $3 chuck. You know, so I'm in the good crowd. He's like, yeah, man. He goes, I'm going to break out some bottles of wine that you're never going to taste unless you come to my party. Okay, count me in. I'm just telling you, that's the way people are. Anyway, going back to free speech and these social media sites, I said long ago about Facebook, because Mark Zuckerberg had no idea Facebook will become what it was. And there's no way, I don't care what kind of thinker you are, that you could have planned what happened to Facebook. And I said this. I said, Zuckerberg was like, it was like he was walking through the park one day on the very, very month of May. Anyway, he discovers an object. And little did he know, this, let's just call it a football. This football-shaped object was a nuclear bomb ready to explode with little provocation. Nevertheless, Zuckerberg picks it up, takes it over to his friends and says, hey, guys, check out this football. And they start throwing it around and kicking it around. And the more that they kicked this ball around and they played with it, the more money that poured out of it. But one day, they kicked the ball too hard, or they will kick it too hard, and it's going to explode. And it will be a nuclear explosion. And we're close to this right now. Fast forward to a few short years, and Zuckerberg's Keep in Touch with Friends platform has evolved into what it is today. It is an oppressive, it wants to dictate what you can and can't. I mean, what is Facebook to you? Now, if you're not political and you're just wanting to have normal discussions, maybe Facebook is okay with you. But let me tell you what Facebook has revealed for most people. It has revealed who your real friends are. How many people have you gone, forget the political aspect of Facebook. You went onto your Facebook page and you said, woohoo, we did it in 2016. I can't believe Trump actually won. Yay! And you had friends go, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Your college friends started just reaming you out. And all you did was celebrate a moment. You made a comment about something that you thought was good news, because in your world, it is good news. Now, I'll ask you this. How many of your friends said, "Oh, man, I can't believe Hillary Clinton lost to that guy," or whatever, and were upset? And you wrote a nasty gram to you and said, "I can't believe you're a Hillary supporter. I can't be friends with you anymore." I don't think very many. Because, I had a few friends that I can't honestly say anybody got on my page and did that. But I have friends who are leftists. Very few. They're residual. I don't have any new ones. I don't make new leftist friends. But my residual friends, and they were upset. But if they posted it on Facebook or whatever, I didn't rub it in. I was just like, it is what it is. Hillary lost legit to Trump, end of story. But man, let me tell you, the other side, and you guys know this, I'm not giving you any new information, they can't stand it. So Zuckerberg took a platform that was really just going to be for friends, and it became a nuclear football. It ruins relationships. Forget about, you know, people finding old flames and things like that. It ruins relationships with friends because people, I guarantee, I don't think I know anybody who hasn't lost a friend on Facebook because of what I just described. And so what happened then, Zuckerberg says, oh, if enough of your friends, the vocal lefties, report you on this particular thing, you can get a warning. There are people on Facebook, people, I know that's kind of strange to say, but who are not political, they voice their opinions about whatever, and they will get a warning from Facebook saying, be careful, you're violating our terms of service. How so? How? By declaring myself one way or another, by being upset that somebody believes in climate change. You make a comment about climate change. This climate change thing is driving me crazy. You can't even turn on TV. Everybody's talking about climate change. Oh, are you a denier? Anyway, there's more big news about Facebook coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I would love to see leftists justify these numbers I'm about to give you. I would love to see it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These are staggering numbers that cannot be overlooked if you have any type of brain. You got to be questioning what's going on. Now, you may be asking yourself, Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm talking about other countries and the Wu Flu statistics. First of all, in China, that has 1.6 billion people, they aren't even in the top 10 of Wu Flu cases, and it originated there. They're not even in the top 10 of the number of cases around the country, around the globe, rather. You want to know who's number one in Wu Flu cases? People who got it. If you guessed the United States, you'd be right. Now, I don't believe that. It isn't like we're so congested and other countries aren't. Go to Bombay or what do they call it now? Yeah, it used to be Bombay, Mumbai. Go to Mumbai and see how many people live in that congested area. And by the way, India is number two. India has 31 million cases of Wu flu. The United States has 34 million cases of Wu flu. 1.4 billion Indians living in squalor for the most part, and they have less cases of the Wu flu than the United States. One-fifth, in fact. And the number of people who've died from the Wu flu, a fraction of what have died in the United States. If you don't understand that we have a media cabal that's working with the politicos to make us believe that we are so far worse than the rest of the world, it's insane. Either the rest of the world isn't reporting, yep, we've had millions and millions of more Wu flu cases than we let on, and oh, people are surviving even in the worst of circumstances, or the United States is an anomaly. Wu flu supposedly kills black people, right, in greater numbers than anything. You've heard Kamala Harris said it. I heard people say, we didn't get any clips on it, but I promise you, Google COVID-19 kills blacks, and you'll get story after story. And here's what they'll tell you. Well, it's the nutritional, how blacks get their nutrition. We're buying our food at bodegas, and we're eating processed foods and not natural foods and all this, and we eat a lot of fatty foods, and it's nutrition. More fat people in America than all of Africa, and we have a fraction of the black people in this country. As I said, Africa's got 1.3 billion people. Well, I hadn't said it, but I should tell you that. But we got the fattest black folks in the world, but our nutrition is the reason, because we have high blood pressure and heart disease and things like this because of our lifestyle. And that's why Wu flu targets us. No, Wu flu targets fat, stupid people. People that don't eat right. People that don't take nutrition seriously and don't exercise. It isn't a black thing. But they tell you, oh, it kills black people. Woohoo! Okay, so I decided I wanted to look at these stats, and I've already given you the stats for India. By the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is who you're listening to, 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. So India's got one-fifth the cases of us and five times the number of people, and I think half the number of deaths. And now we shift to Africa because black people are supposed to be dying in droves. And here's what the Africans say. They're supposed to be scared to death of the Wu flu because it targets people with that melanin in your skin. And the African CDC, essentially, the specialized healthcare government of the African Union, said during its weekly briefing that around 1.39% of Africa's total population has received the full regimen of these Wu flu drugs. Less than 2%. Pay attention, white people. They said Africa CDC showed that more than 57 million COVID tests had been conducted by the country. Tests conducted said reached 1.6 million, registering a 6% increase from the previous week. So Africans are getting the dreaded Wu flu. As of Thursday, this report was done last week, the number of confirmed COVID cases in Africa had reached, here's the number, 6,335,702. In other words, a continent with 1.3 billion people, and they've had just over 6 million cases of the dreaded COVID. You want to know how many people have died? 160,648. Let's just make this easy so this audio can live on for a while. Less than 200,000 people have died in a country with 1.3 billion people who've contracted, of which less than 7 million people have contracted the dreaded COVID that's supposed to go and indiscriminately kill black people. So you want to look at these numbers? A continent that has almost five times, well, let's just say for the sake of discussion, certainly it has four times the number of people in America, 4X, has contracted the disease in one-fifth the numbers, and the number of people who have died from it are one-fifth the number of deaths. Now, India had almost a one-to-one with the United States in terms of the number of people who've gotten the disease. 34 million in the U.S., 31 million in India. But they outnumber us almost 5-1. So, given those numbers, India should have at least 150 million people that have contracted this disease, and they only have 31 million. And less than half the deaths. Africa has 1.3 billion people, less than 7 million compared to our 34 million have contracted the dreaded disease, and one-fifth the number of deaths than we have. Well, not one-fifth, that's not true. It's probably closer to one-third. Still a lot. So you do the math, and you explain to me how we are getting so many more cases and so many more deaths. Now, many of you are already ahead of me. You're going, well, Kevin, they were, you know, in America, we were, anybody that died, we gave, you know, COVID, anybody that got anything. If you had a regular flu, we gave it, we coded it COVID because we gave you $39,000 if you were hospitalized for it. Not you, but the hospital. That's my point. My point is, if you follow the money, you will know exactly that this is a scam. So, I wanted to look at where the money went, and I went on MSNBC as a report, and they ranked the country's spending the least on COVID, a.k.a. Kung Flu, Wu Flu, the country spending the most, but they didn't do it in dollar figures. They did it as a percentage of GDP, and in this thing, the United States ranked eighth. So here was Germany, Spain, the UK, and the US are all in the top spenders. All have over 150,000 cases of the virus. And another country that's impacted hard is France, with nearly 170,000 cases. And then they give you the spending. It is an outrageous amount that's being spent. In America, they've estimated you could have given every citizen $41,000 for this Wu Flu ruse. But here's what I'll tell you. They ranked the U.S. as number 8 out of these top 20, but we're number 1. The way they did it, they didn't want us to come out number 1. We are a solid number 1. We spend more money on this lie than any other country. And look at who's spending it. Germany, Spain, UK, US, France. All of these countries are using this ruse to get money out of its citizenry and causing panic. Go to Africa, where less than 2% of these people have a shot. They have a fraction of the number of the Wu Flu cases, a fraction of the deaths, and it's all based on a very simple concept. They don't have any money. You think our media is going to bring this to anybody's attention, that if you don't have any money, you don't have a Wu Flu problem? I doubt it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.